Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third and final hour of the Rob Brown Show rolls on. What's happening upstate? Good to be with you, Rob Brown and Tim with you today. Having a great show, man. This is about as good as a Thursday can get. We are having some fun. Still taking your calls, asking you to check in with us. What's your greatest sports experience? Not a game you saw, but a moment that happened in your life that was about you, that happened to you. That's what we're going with today. 844-GSP-ESPN. You can call in 844-477-3776. Text me that answer at 71307 or tweet it to me at The Rob Brown Show. I'd love to have you join the program in whichever direction you elect to do that. This hour of the show, we got a lot of things that we are going to get into. One, I'm gonna go ahead and jump right in because there's a bunch of stuff we have not gotten a chance to get to. Go ahead and queue up 8A for me in the sound, if you don't mind, Timbo. So the National Football League.
I feel like that gets better every time you do it.
I've been practicing for like 8 years, right? That and my Dick Vitale are the two. And my Dick Vitale's not even that good. The Diaper Dandy, you gotta be kidding me, baby. The Dokies.
It kind of sounds like a young Dick Vitale.
It does. I know that. And I can't figure out how to make it the older Vic. Does anybody recognize the older Dick Vitale? I got like age 40 Dick Vitale. You know? From the court. Oh, the freshman. What a dandy. That's the best I got. That's all it gets. I didn't say it was good. I just said it's the best I got. All right? So, officials. We have talked about the players returning to the field. A lot of them are starting to say, okay, we can start working out. Coaches, a lot of them start a little bit less percentage, but a lot of them are starting at looking at being willing to come back. And the owners and management are obviously trying to push the thing forward. There's one group we have not talked about. Those are the officials. Most of the officials in the National Football League are upwards of 50 years old. Some of them up in their 60s. Occasionally, you get one who somehow managed to be a pinnacle of fitness, makes it into his 70s. But most of them are upwards of 50. Well, the referees, as a unit, don't seem real happy about getting back onto the football field. Say they may not be willing to take the risk. That being said, I don't know if you remember the last time that replacement referees took the field, but I do. Because this happened.
They're on coverage, and we're down to one play with 8 seconds left.
And all you can do now is put the ball in the end zone. We saw Hail Mary strike yesterday. Detroit hit one against Tennessee to give themselves a chance. Sidney Rice, Evan Moore, flood a section of the end zone with as many Seahawks as you can and give someone a chance.
Rice is 6'4". Moore is 6'6". They're all to the right. Takes the lone receiver to the left. The Packers play it at the goal line. As Wilson scrambles to keep it alive. The game's final play is a Wilson lob to the end zone, which is fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? Who they give it to? Touchdown! One guy goes up, touchdown. The other said no time. Be looked at because it's a score. Still have an official down there in the pile looking.
It's Russell Wilson.
They're fighting down at the bottom of the pile with Jennings still down there. Tate off the pile with the ball. We must have a definitive call. There was one touchdown signal. The Seahawks have won.
Previous play is under review.
You can't go to replay to determine who caught the ball. So that call has to be made on the field. You see the one guy go up touchdown and the other go timeout like it's a pick.
How does MD Jennings not get credit for the interception? I have no idea.
It looks like Jennings has the ball there. They bring in Jerry Austin. Very interesting. Seattle's in celebration mode here.
They go high. Jennings has the ball. He's bringing it in. When he gets to the ground, he's got it against his body. And Tate then pulls it away.
He's got two hands on. The other one looked like it was a Jennings ball. But this official here, Jerry, goes up and signals touchdown. And see the other one going with that signal you would give for an interception, correct?
For a touchback, yes.
This is the most bizarre sequence you'll ever see at the end of the game. Well, let's watch the feet of Jennings. They're certainly inbounds. He had more of the ball as he comes down. And like you said, it's against his body.
Golden Tate gets away with one of the most blatant offensive pass interference calls I've ever seen. MD Jennings intercepts the pass, and Tate's walking out here as the player of the game. And unbelievable.
By rule, there must be an extra point try.
Aaron Rodgers is trying to figure out what's going on. The Packers are back on their sideline. The Seahawks have been moved back. They're now clearing the field.
Mike McCarthy's not going to believe this one. Watch Golden Tate push off. He's going to run down the field. He's going to push off and give himself a chance to play the ball. They rarely call OPI on the last play of the game. We've been saying that for years. But Tate is going to push off on Shields. And for the life of me, I don't know how MD Jennings doesn't have credit for an interception.
To me, it feels like a Jennings interception. And so here comes the referee now. He's looked at it under the hood. This is deciding who wins the game on this
call. Further review. The call on the field stands. Touchdown.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see. Seattle will have to go try a two-point conversion by rule. However, we're watching the officials walk off the field to the right. To our left, excuse me, as the Packers walk off to our right. The ref just asked Mike McCarthy at midfield about it. And McCarthy said, forget it. And he took off with his team, so they will not try the extra point. This is another rule mistake in enforcement in this entire fiasco of a referee situation.
Oh, good times. Good times in the NFL. Oh, you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
The Fail Mary.
The touchdown that wasn't a touchdown.
Oh, my. And it was so glaringly not a touchdown, right? Like, there's nobody except those eight referees that thought that it was a touchdown. That was a joke. And good news, boys, we might have it again this year. Could you imagine the only way?
For the love of God, no, please. Please, no.
Oh, man, the only way it gets better than having no fans in 2020 is no fans and just randos off the street rocking the stripes. That's the only way it gets better.
Yeah, where you have one referee touchdown and the other one saying interception.
Oh, Lord
of
mercy.
Utter confusion everywhere.
Love it. Love it. So there's that. And it's...
2020 just keeps getting better, doesn't it? It just keeps getting better.
So yesterday, you know, we ended the show with Twitter trending topics, as we do every show, and one of them was hashtag Launch America, right? Because
yes.
Everybody was tuned in to watch the... Dragon rocket with the Falcon Heavy on top, or the Falcon Heavy with the Dragon capsule on top of it, take off, the SpaceX program. And my brother and I were texting because we're both dorks. And like, I was in the office and I've got the dual monitors. One monitor was editing audio for the show today. The other monitor was watching the launch because I was excited. I texted my brother and I'm like, you know what? I have told people my entire life, going to outer space would be one of the coolest things for me. Like, one of my big hopes in life is that passenger space travel becomes a thing during my lifetime. It becomes a thing where just everyday normal people can go into outer space. Just go see it, float around for a little while, enjoy outer space. Like, that's a dream of mine, is to be able to one day visit outer space. And even though that is one of the top goals of my entire existence. In the year 2020, if they were like, Rob, you want to ride a rocket into space? I'd be like, not this year. Nope. Not the way that, you know, Earth is going.
Not worth it.
No. I told my brother, I was like, I hate this. I hate where 2020 has put me mentally. As morbid, and I hate to be that guy as I was as I'm watching that yesterday, I was mentally preparing myself for disaster. I was mentally preparing myself for the loss of those two astronauts because it's just how 2020 seems to be. I hope I'm wrong. And they're going to take off again Saturday at 3:22 Eastern Standard Time. So if you're like me and you were fascinated by that, 3:22 Saturday is the scheduled relaunch after it got scrubbed for weather yesterday. I'm preparing myself mentally for something to go wrong. Like the replacement referee's version of a space launch is going to take place. Anyway, so that's that's a thing we might get to address in the NFL in 2020. All right, let's go ahead and run to a break. When we come back, a couple of senior sports spotlight profiles. I'm going to tell you about a couple of our high school seniors from the area who have done big things, Rob, at least you can't drop your pen in space. Just saying.
So true.
There, it's over there by Mark McGuire now. I can't even reach my pen anymore. All right. Senior Sports Spotlight Focus coming up, and a whole lot more on the Rob Brown Show in ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. It is Rob, DJ Tim, and you right here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Thank you very much for hanging out with us every afternoon from noon to 3. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be here working with you. Today's Senior Sports Spotlight Focus is going to shine brightly on Mr. Wyatt Spurrier of Eastside High School. Wyatt's dad, Buddy, sent us a letter saying that Wyatt is graduating from Eastside High School and will be attending the Citadel to play baseball in the fall. He was a four-year member of the varsity baseball program. Wyatt was a part of the 2019 state championship team and hit a three-run home run in the district playoffs to give Eastside the go-ahead run in the game. He will be majoring in human biology at the Citadel and plans to become a dentist down the road. That is awesome. Good for you, Wyatt. That is awesome. Those are big plans, and we are rooting for you. I love seeing the local kids end up at local schools because we get to keep following their career, and I think that's awesome. We'll have some of these athletes on. We're keeping their numbers, and when they make it to the Citadel and College of Charleston and Furman and some of the other schools across the South Carolina and North Carolina region, we'll actually have them on the show again in the future. Also, I want to send a shout-out to Jamina Najera of Hillcrest High School there in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Her nominator, Carolina, says, Jamina Najera is graduating from Hillcrest High, played volleyball for the school team, and received the 5A All-Region. She plays libero. She plans to continue her volleyball career at Erskine College and to major in health science. So congratulations to Jamina as well. That is awesome. We also spoke with Hartley Myers about a week and a half ago. Hartley was on with us for our Senior Sports Spotlight. Her coach, Tracy, said she signed an NLI to play at NC State and is a hardworking student athlete. She's a member of the National Honor Society and on the Greenville Technical College Dean's List. Hartley's received many national, state, and regional awards, including All-Region 2016, 17, 18, and 19, Max Preps AVCA South Carolina Player of the Week, the MVP of the All-State team in 2019, the CAWS 2019 North All-Star team, the Under Armour All-Region team, the 2019 Under Armour All-American Honorable Mention. She was ranked first in South Carolina and seventh nationally on 2019's Max Preps for Statistic Leaders with a hitting percentage of .553. She was a Prep Volleyball Top 100 Senior Aces of Collegiate Prospects, determined by college coaches, a Prep Volleyball 10-foot club, which means that her approach touch, get this, Tim, 10 feet 3 inches. 10 feet 3 inches. Homegirl is a solid carb boost away from dunking. 10-3!
Gee, that's the height of an NBA goal.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Volleyball nets aren't that high, Hartley. Good on you, girl. Well done. She was a 2019-2020 Upstate Sports Awards All-Upstate Volleyball Team winner presented by the Greenville News and Anderson Independent Mail, a Herald Journal Go Upstate 2019 All-Area Volleyball First Teamer, a Herald Journal Go Upstate 2019 All-Academic Volleyball Second Team. Hartley, it's okay to take a nap, girl. Just relax. Just take a deep breath.
Just take a break. You're good.
So congratulations congratulations to all of our Senior Sports Spotlight nominees. You know, I was talking before the show. I was doing a video podcast with a couple of friends of mine back down in Florida, and I was telling them about this program, right? And what I told them, Tim, and I know you've heard a couple of the interviews and heard a couple of the vignettes. The thing that has impressed me the most about these seniors as we interview them is that every single one of them has been asked the same question. What lessons are you taking from this? What are you learning from this experience, from dealing with the pandemic in your senior season, having your senior year of school and your sports all impacted? And every one of them has had an answer that is just so overwhelming positive. It blows my mind. Every one of them has said something to the tune of, look, we are learning that life throws you curveballs. We are learning that things outside of your control are going to happen. And sometimes when they happen, they're going to have negative impacts on your life. And you have two options, wallow, or option B, get up, dust yourself off, push yourself forward, and find the next thing. Move to the next thing. And it has been nothing short, Tim, of inspiring to listen to these kids who have had not just a curveball, but a curveball thrown at them at the year. Your senior year is the year. The year. And every single one of them we've talked to has said, you know what? It just kind of is what it is. And we're okay. And we're going to be okay. And we're off to college and life is only going to keep getting better. This is okay with us. When I'm watching so many adults lose their minds during this pandemic, these athletes are like, nope, I'm still working. I'm still working out. If I can't go to the gym, I'm figuring it out on my own. I'm putting it together. And Tim, it has been nothing short of inspiring to listen to these kids talk about this stuff.
I completely agree. And for my generation and the younger generation, we get a lot of flack for a lot of different reasons. But people just don't realize that this younger generation knows what hard work and overcoming obstacles is. And they're looking at it going, look, we need to come at this because it does us no good to come at this from a negative perspective. We could be mad. We could be angry all we want. But there's nothing we can do to change that. And so why would we do that? So I give props to all these athletes that we interview, man. They all have such good hearts, and they all know and that life is about overcoming adversity. There's going to be adversity no matter where you go in life, what job, what school, no matter where you go. And that they just that the attitude is just incredible.
844-GSP-ESPN. By the way, we're still looking for nominations for our Senior Sports Spotlight. We would love to keep this program going as long as we have high school senior athletes who are still deserving of that nomination. So do us a favor. Go to our Facebook page or go to www.espnupstate.com, www.espnupstate.com. You'll see the big red button right there on the top of the homepage that says, in red, Senior Sports Spotlight. Click on that button. You can go and nominate your high school senior student athlete for our Senior Sports Spotlight. We will get them on the air for a live interview, and we are running those spots throughout the week to make sure that those athletes are getting the recognition that they deserve for their hard work. Let's take a real quick break. When we come back, boogity, 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 boys, let's go racing. We're going to hit the track at Charlotte this evening. As of now, NASCAR's been putting on a clinic on how to successfully return. Will they keep that up tonight? We'll talk about that on the flip side. DJ Tim, Rob Brown, you, the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we're going to Charlotte. I mean, not like we're not actually going to Charlotte. Don't put the car keys down. We're not. We can go to Charlotte. I don't care.
Let's go.
I very much cannot wait. Again, I told Tim yesterday the biggest disappointment about moving here hasn't been anything to do with the area. It's been the fact that I moved here and was so stupid excited about all the live sports around me. Right? I mean, we're talking about. We're within 5 hours of 5 NASCAR tracks. I got 2 NFL teams within 2 hours. I got 2 NBA teams within 2 hours. I've got 2 top-tier NCAA D1 schools within 50 minutes in either direction. You got Georgia Tech right down the road. I got Athens, Georgia right down the road. It's not too far of a drive to go up to Vanderbilt, to go up to Tennessee, to go up to Carolina, Duke, NC State. I mean, there's so much. We got right here in town, the Greenville Drive, the Greenville Triumph, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. I mean, we've got so much live sports, and I get none of them. Damn you, COVID. Damn you. Anyway. NASCAR's giving it to us. NASCAR's taking off as the sport that's trying to push forward. And fortunately for NASCAR, NASCAR is the sport that is likely least impacted without having fans. Like, even golf and tennis have more of a fan impact with and without fans. NASCAR, no, it really doesn't change anything, right? Like, you're not cheering to where the drivers can hear you over the engines. You're not in really even a spot. I mean, I've watched the races from inside the cars. I mean, they can see the fans, but it's not like at 200 miles an hour you can pick out the fan with the sign that inspires you to go faster. You know, and even if they do, car can only go so fast. You can only make so many smart and bad decisions in a race, etc. But they have been the first one. So this will conclude a week with four races at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You had Brad Keselowski winning the Coke 600, Jimmy Johnson checking in second. Although he was disqualified because he failed post-race inspection, but we're not going to talk about that because Jimmy Johnson's having a really difficult time of his final season, so let's just ignore that happened. So Brad Keselowski wins the race. Denny Hamlin handed a significant penalty after Ballas fell out of his car during the pace laps for the 600, which, by the way, I did not know that they used, what was it, tungsten, I think, is the NASCAR ballast that they used. I don't know. Did you watch any of that race?
I did not.
Okay. So during the race, they build the cars up, and then you have to have your car meet a certain weight requirement. In order to meet that weight requirement, what will happen is they'll pack tungsten ballast into the frame of the car. And tungsten is like heavier than lead. It's more dense and massive than lead. And so they'll pack this stuff into the cars to just give it those extra pounds, right down to the exact weight limit it has to meet. Well, during the warm-up laps last week, a big old chunk of tungsten came out of the back end of Denny Hamlin's car. Another car ended up hitting it, damaging that car during the pace lap. So Denny Hamlin's lost not one, not two, but three crew members responsible for that. They are suspended from the race tonight, which means he's got, going into this, in a race where he already had trouble last week, earlier this week in the Coke 600 and struggled. He is also now going to end up being down three of his traditional crew members who are suspended. Look, NASCAR right now is not just setting precedent for sports returning, but I got to give them credit. They're doing a pretty damn good job of it, right? And we've talked about this a couple of times. And if they can continue, I mean, if we go to Charlotte tonight and there are no problems with social distancing, nobody's having a problem wearing the mask. All the drivers seem to have, with one exception, which was Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott, right? And they had their altercation back in the first race back when Chase was in second. Kyle was in third, but he was on the inside. Everybody else through number 10 was on the outside. And Kyle tried to jump in line behind Chase Elliott, misjudged the gap, or that's what he claims. He misjudged the gap, put his front right into the rear left of Chase Daniels and split him out into the wall and took third. Now, I said, look, it was a calculated risk that he took. He had two options. Number one, stay down low, get railroaded back to 11th or 12th with only about 20 laps left, not enough time to come back from that spot, or take the risk that he'd go out there and either A, you fit, you're in third, or B, you don't fit, and you spin Chase Daniel, and you're in second, and, you know, sucks for Chase Daniels, but what are you going to do? That's the risk. Is the only involvement that they've had without Masker when those two at another race kind of got into a little heated discussion, without either one of them having their mask on. But every other opportunity, you've seen these guys doing it. And here's the thing. I've seen a lot of people who have said, well, you know, what's it matter? What's it matter if they're wearing the mask or not? You know, here's what it matters. If nothing else, and I'm very sorry about this, if you want sports to come back, all these precautions have to take, every one of them. Every sport is going to have to do everything that it can do to make sure that they are preventing or at least at the very least limiting the spread of the coronavirus. We've talked about this 100 times. We're going to talk about it 100 more. I know you've heard me say these words before. You're going to hear me say them again. If there's a breakout at one event, I'm not talking one sport, one event. If there is a breakout at one event, we're done. We'll go right back into lockdown. Okay, that is why it has been so serious about the NBA going to an isolated arena, isolated campus, and playing a bubble format. And those players, you better believe it's going to suck, but those players are going to be told, leave the wives and kids at home, leave the girlfriends at home. We'll advance the speed of the playoffs the most we can to get it over as quickly as possible. But we have got, or if they're going to come, they're locked in quarantine with you. They have to play by the same rules. Because all it's going to take is one breakout. If there's one more Rudy Gobert in the NBA, the NBA will have to shut it down a second time. And there will be no coming back from that for this year. We will be waiting till next NBA season. If NASCAR has a breakout and one crew gets sick and you got three or four guys who get sick, that will be it for NASCAR for the season. If one NFL training camp pops back up and a bunch of guys get sick, the NFL will shut it back down. We will not have football 2020. We'll push it to 2021. This is my big thing with college, right? I'm not trying to dump on college kids. If there is any one person who is pro college athletes being treated like adults, I promise you it's me. I promise you it's me. But at the same time, I also recognize that 18-year-old kids are dumb. Ask me how I know. I used to be one. I'm a relatively intelligent dude. I was a stupid college kid. Most of us are. Even the good ones. We're dumb. It's college. You don't have life experience to base everything off of. You're dumb. It happens. It's not a. I don't frown when college kids make mistakes. I'm not like ban them for the. No, because they're dumb. They're college kids. I did it too. He took crab legs from a Publix. Yeah, you know who else did that? Lots of people. It was dumb. I get it. Right? That's a big thing. But I am absolutely worried about this, because this isn't. Oh, a couple of college kids might go out and underage drink. Might go out and smoke a little devil's lettuce. This is different. This is life and death. Maybe not as severe as everybody thought it was going to be at the beginning. Fortunately, the actions that were taken during the initial phases of the outbreak brought that death total way down. And I hope we keep doing that, right? So college kids being dumb, and on top of that, as my mom always likes to point out at me, and I'm still this way at 35, college kids believe they are invincible. Invincible. So when they show up on campus, who is most likely going to catch an outbreak? All the athletes that are together at a training camp. And if there is one or two colleges that have an outbreak, the rest of them will all shut down again. So NASCAR's done a hell of a job being on the forefront of the return. Phenomenal job. I commend NASCAR. Tip of the old trucker cap to them. It has to stay that way. They have to, tonight at Charlotte, put on a display of how careful they are being and how serious they are taking this. Because, Tim, all it's going to take is for one outbreak, and we send this thing right back into lockdown, and there will not be a what about sports in 2020. It will go to let's get ready for sports in 2021. And yeah. At that point, we're out of a job.
Yeah, and nobody wants that. No, so please do your part, and let's get sports back, man. I'm ready for them, you know?
I have tape up the whole time. I don't care if you want to wear a mask or don't. It's your choice. It's your life. It's your health. And it's your family. I have asked people to wear a mask and be careful and socially distance for one reason and one reason alone. I don't care how you feel about it personally. Just understand, the longer that this pandemic continues, the further into it we push, the further away we push the return of sports. And even though we're starting to see dates on the calendar pop up, June 17th for the Premier League, Bundesliga has already started, European golf is starting in July, the Europe Tour is going to get back going, PGA is already looking at putting some events on in the next handful of weeks, NBA is likely going to be setting a date sometime in the next week, NHL is already working on setting dates and has a plan laid out. All of that's great, and all of it's good. But a big second wave will just step right on all of those dates too, just like they already stepped on all the dates we've missed. Those dates will get stepped on if we have a second spike. So just do the things. And if you look at everybody go, oh, I'm taking away my freedom. Cool. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I'm not mad at you for that belief. That's fine. But just keep in mind, if that's more important to you than getting college football on the field, live your life. That's more important to you than getting NFL on the field, live your life. But it ain't to me, because it's my livelihood. I'm not making it about me. But I am a little bit. Tim, Rob, you. Twitter trending topics on the backside. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, it's now time for Rob's Twitter trending topics of the day. First off, we're going to start off with, I think you'll like this one, hashtag National Hamburger Day.
I love hamburgers more than I love most people. Okay?
Understandable.
And by the way, free shout out here with my friends at PhD Weight Loss. I can still eat a hamburger. I'm just saying, I'm still going to be able to celebrate National Hamburger Day. Holla at your boy. We did the show once on who has the best hamburger in the upstate. Tim, we got so many texts. There was smoke coming off of the server that handles the text line. It was insane. And the best part was I never got a clear answer because I had like six or seven restaurants that had like 10, 11, 12 votes apiece. So at some point in the near future, your boy is going to be going on a tour de hamburger where my goal is going to be like 12 hamburgers in 12 days, and I will put together a bracket, and we will actually do a tournament de hamburger to find out who's got the best burger.
You should blog it while you're doing it. You should just or blog it, I should say.
I know Mark Ryan for a while was doing his food reviews via vlog. I may have to jump in and do the same thing, but just hamburger-centric. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. Next one up, it's Harambe. Can you believe it's been 4 years?
It has been 4 years since the passing of Harambe. And listen, earlier today I saw it pop up, and I saw Harambe trending. And the best part was the first thing that came up was a video of Danny Trejo wishing RIP to Harambe.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if Danny Trejo is wishing Harambe an RIP, look, I'm just saying, Harambe, that sweet prince of justice and innocence, did nothing wrong and died for it. RIP Harambe, you're a national treasure and a hero.
Agreed. Now the next one, we kind of covered this, the Premier League, it's returning.
Holla! If you hear me, June 17th, the Premier League is back. Goal is to finish all Premier League table matches by the end of July and start the FA Cup sometime in early August. That's the plan that's been laid out. But again, I'll say it again. My theory, and I will go because I know over on our Discord server, if you'd like to join our Discord where you can chat with me and listeners of the Rob Brown Show all around the upstate, you can join our Discord server. Send me a text to 71307 that says ESPN password, and I will happily send you a link to join our Discord. My man Michael Stathakis in there said, I think it's the opposite. The sooner people return to normal or the sooner sports comes back, people still hunkered down and sports are not back. Ample reason to believe there isn't a second wave. These things come and go as evidence in the past. If people want sports back, you go out and get in line for tickets and let them know you're ready to be there. Staying in and wearing masks just make it seem like it isn't safe to have sports. There are portions that I get and portions that I disagree with, right? I think, yes, there is ample reason to believe there won't be a second wave, as long as we follow all the guidelines and maintain all of the things that prevent the spreading of COVID-19. The only thing that's going to stop it, flat out stop sign it, is going to be A, vaccination, and B, people taking it, right? I read something today that less than 50% of Americans said that they would take the vaccination. Okay, well, more than 50% of Americans are going to continue to be carriers and spreaders of COVID-19. That's how it works. Okay, so, I mean, again, everybody do what you want to do. It's America. Live your best life. Hashtag live your best life. Do what you want to do. I'm just telling you, from the standpoint of a business, right? And I know other businesses don't feel this way. But from the standpoint of a business, what happens if there's a breakout in an NFL game and the NFL cannot look a judge in the face and say, we did everything we could have possibly done to prevent this spread? We did everything we could possibly do. If there's even one thing that they could have done that they do not do to prevent the spread of the COVID, they have a liability issue on their hand. Welcome to the litigious nature of the United States 2020. And no billion-dollar industry is going to take that risk. I'm just that's my shot. I'm calling it now. What else we got? Let's make it happy on the way out. Stop ruining the end of the show, Tim. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Relax.
Wait a minute. Wait, whoa. I said Premier League. You went off on all this. Don't blame that on me.
Premier League's back June 17th. Get in, footy heads.
I was going to ask you, who's your team in the Premier League?
Chelsea. I'm a Blues fan. Real quick story. When I was in college, I wasn't a big soccer fan. When I got there, ended up getting into college in soccer, or getting into soccer in college. Had a buddy of mine in my fraternity who was British and encouraged me to watch a game. Told me he'd buy the beer if I'd watch the game and let him talk soccer with me. Turned out, fell in love with the game. First game I watched, Didier Drogba scored a hat trick against, oh God, who was he playing? I don't even remember. Aston Villa? No, I don't remember. Anyway, he was playing somebody, got a hat trick, and I was like, ooh, okay, I get it. It clicked for me, and I was a soccer fan ever since. So in honor of Didier Drogba, my favorite player of all time, I am a Chelsea man. I'm a Blues man.
Understandable. I'm a Man U guy, but only for right now, because there's a team in the championship, Leeds United, that I've been doing a career with on FIFA. So right now they're going to be promoted to the Premier League, and
look,
I might just
you.
Become a fan of them.
Look at you. So don't hate it. Offsides with Lonzo and Mark Ryan comes up next. Stick around for that. I know it's going to be a heck of a show. Always is. Thanks for listening. That's DJ Tim on the ones and twos for you today. He'll be back for one more day tomorrow. Diesel rejoins us next week. Remember, thank a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guard, my first responder, doctors, nurses, love them, need them, can't do without them. You have a great rest of your day. Don't work too hard. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. My name is Rob Brown. This has been the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.